Dobar dan, dobrodošli. Danas imamo dvije preskonferencije u jednu za vas. Prvo će vas visoki predstavnik obavijestiti o diskusiji unutar sjednice Vijeća za implementaciju mira koja se završila prije možda nekih sat vremena, a onda gospodin Rafi Gregorijan će vas obavijestiti o najnovijim mjerama koje on poduzima u distriktu Brčko i to vezano za dostavu struje u distriktu.
Good afternoon and welcome. The Peace Implementation Council focused on four areas broadly over the last two days. One, the overall progress Bosnia-Herzegovina has made, and we should be clear that there has been some progress in a few areas, as you know. Two, the situation regarding the 5+2 agenda and the EU agenda, which includes urgent steps to bring Bosnia-Herzegovina out of the present recession. Three, the depressing state of affairs regarding negative politics and destructive rhetoric and assaults on Bosnia-Herzegovina's sovereignty and also on the competencies of the state. And four, the election campaign, as this was the last big meeting at this level before the election in October, we discussed also the forthcoming elections. Over the last year, there have been occasional steps forward, most notably on visa liberalization, which is an issue where citizens' expectations are high and where the authorities have demonstrated that progress is possible when they want to make progress. NATO's conditional membership action plan is also a positive development, which will eventually contribute in a very significant way to the country's enduring stability. As you know, the Annex 7 strategy on refugee return was also finally adopted last week. The Peace Implementation Council welcomed improving relations in the region, something we have strongly encouraged for a long time, and we will continue also to do it in the future. The PIC concluded that if this process is broadened and deepened, it can lead into a process of meaningful reconciliation in the region. At the same time, PIC expressed absolute dissatisfaction that efforts on the 5+2 agenda have grounded. The fact is that in the last few months, the authorities have made no noteworthy progress in this area, in the area of the 5+2 agenda. On state property, local politicians have rejected the opportunity the OHR state property inventory offered them to resolve the issue. The RS government even adopted a property law that would do exact opposite of resolving the issue. It's not yet a law, it's a draft, and it was adopted in the government. On defense property, despite the offer of membership action plan, we are stuck over the issue of immovable state property. On Brčko district, the RS authorities have still not met the requirement that would make it possible to end supervision. But the supervisor will say more on this in a moment. He will say it himself. In other areas, the story is similar. For example, the new indirect tax authority director has not been appointed yet, and revenue allocation coefficients have not been agreed for 2 years now. And the director has not been appointed, as you know, from December 2008 until today. On the war crimes and justice sector strategies, we are seeing no progress on implementation. It is time everyone understood clearly that reform strategies don't mean anything if they are not implemented. The PIC steering board has been completely clear on what is requirement and what is required in order to complete the 5+2 objectives. Concrete results are required, and unless there are concrete results, the goal of transition and the goal of completion of the 5+2 agenda is not going to be achieved. Some BIH politicians seem to think that if they deliver nothing and simply wait, the international community will eventually get tired. Today, the PIC again made it explicitly and categorically clear that this strategy will not work, that there are no shortcuts to progress. The requirements for transition and closing the OHR are not going to change, and the PIC has not seen the progress it wants to see, and it would like to see it during the next PIC or the PIC after. In fact, the focus of discussion has been on preventing things from sliding further back. The PIC asked also Council of Ministers Chair Spiric and his deputies how they intend to complete the remaining issues on the 5+2 agenda. They also were asked how they will implement the ruling in the Sejdić and Finci case, and how Bosnia-Herzegovina will organize a census. The PIC also asked about the steps that will be taken to ensure that the 2011 state budget is large enough to make progress on Euro-Atlantic integration possible, and it sought a clear and credible explanation regarding parliamentary strategy for the Euro-Atlantic agenda, given the fact that since the end of February, the BIH Parliament has managed to adopt only 15 laws. And out of these 15 laws, 7 have been amendments to existing legislation. This is not simply a matter of fulfilling requirements laid down by the international community. It's a matter of taking practical and urgent steps to tackle poverty in this country. Laws and initiatives that are part of the EU integration agenda include key measures to attract investment and create jobs. Ladies and gentlemen, the Peace Implementation Council again made it clear that with falling investment, rising unemployment, and poverty in every part of Bosnia-Herzegovina, the election campaign can only be focused and should be focused on ending the recession. 500,000 people are out of job, you know, and officially 43% of people are jobless. And even if the half of these people have a job, they are not medically and socially insured, they are not participating in retirement benefits, etc., etc. So half a million of people are out of jobs, out of a population of 3 million voters. Yeah, during the last municipal election, 3 million of people went to vote. So out of them, 500,000 has no job. So this should be one of the agenda items for the election period and the pre-election period. It should be an important issue for the parties, apart also from European agenda. Throughout the PIC's deliberations, delegations made it clear that they expect the election campaign to be forward-looking, constructive, and responsible. BIH leaders are expected to refrain from divisive rhetoric and actions that only worsen the political atmosphere. Confrontation and insults are not going to create jobs. In addition, the PIC steering board urged the BIH authorities to provide full support to the Central Election Commission to ensure that the general elections scheduled for 3rd October are both fair and free. The steering board also made it clear that as High Representative, I have its full backing and in taking necessary steps to prevent any violation of the peace agreement and any attempt to roll back previous reforms. Finally, I want to express my sincere and special thanks to my deputy and Brčko supervisor, Rafi Gregorian, who will be leaving the OHR this summer. Rafi's relentless drive to deliver concrete progress on the pursuit of war criminals, implementation of defense reform, and practical improvements for the people of Brčko, as well as on many other issues, was considered and applauded today by the Peace Implementation Council, and every single delegation thanked Rafi Gregorian for his tremendous contribution. I can say that I will miss my friend Rafi and also closest colleague and my principal deputy. I understand that the big communique is being finalized, and I hope it should be ready for distribution to you at the end of this press conference. Now I would like to hand over to Rafi Gregorian in his capacity as Birchko supervisor. Rafi, you have the floor.